hey, Josh Johnson.
Hey, how you been?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
That's good.
Yeah, man, it's been a while.
Yeah, it definitely has, like 2 years, man.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
Just had a lot on my mind.
Really? What you like to talk about?
Yeah. Well, if you got a moment, yeah, sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me take a quick sip and tell you a story. Deeper than most, I just pray that you don't ignore me. I was conceived due to union, a clash of personalities. Relationship gone bad, never really knew of my dad, just knew he was never there. Raised by my grandparents, so as a kid I never cared. Even when Father's Day came around, Papa filled in every year. Never possessed no animosity. At the age of 21, all I have is curiosity. All that I know is from my witness accounts, with mom trying to convince he's someone that I can't live without. But even if that is true, I would like to be introduced to the man who helped to create me but never lived in my house. Paranoid schizo, it don't get more dangerous than that. I take all of my crazy and place it in my raps. Give you all a piece of my soul, so if it's something I don't say, that just mean you don't need to know. Days of conspiring on how to defeat inner demons make me reminisce to chilling with the deacons on the weekends. Seen the life of preachers, this morning sermons and speeches. It's knowing to go to God at the moments that leave you speechless. It taught me that there ain't a thing easy about being a leader. More about being black, you can be scrutinized for either. Some believe we violent, loud, disrespectful, or evil. But we all know stereotypes be too misleading. But the media rely on them to consider us thugs. So when we get shot, killed, or beaten, that's how America sees us. My grandparents lived for civil rights and heard all the speeches. Saw the protests and the marches, the men and women turned martyrs. Struggled with prominence and to properly raise their daughters. Saw them both become mothers and saw the journey restarted. End up having to see their grandsons in 2015 in a post-racial society going through the same thing.
I guess so. I mean, I feel like somebody has to say something.
Does that make you feel like you're a little bit ahead of people?
No, not necessarily.
Man, I hope you hear this and don't believe I'm elitist. Even on my best day, I feel like I am barely B-list. Some believe I'm conceited due to previous achievements, but never notice the moments that I'm broken or defeated. Honestly, it's a miracle I never started drinking heavily. Drown the stress of what people expect of me. I fought my own cousin on Christmas due to this ignorant notion. He think I'm better, sometimes I think I'm the lowest. This fool got 2 kids and unquestionably love their father. Meanwhile, all I got is music and the fear I have a daughter. Before I'm even stable enough to love a mother or myself. Add immature daddy to my growing list of fails. And in this land we live in, not too much chance is given to half step the role of loving and teaching our children. Know the love will be there, but fear I can't prepare. In my hurt to face the reality that just isn't fair. We lose our babies to the street because we don't provide the kind of love and structure to where they color with pride. So they just feel confused, hated, repulsive, and used. If I'm fulfillment in drugs, self-degradation and jewels. It's hard to win when the rules clearly state you should lose. And when you see no victors, young kids shot dead on the news. And when you turn the channel, see your rapper claim the killer. Look at yourself in the mirror and see another nigga.
You know, that's profound. I feel like this is a sentiment shared by a lot of us. And this is something that you need to share with others. It's time to make a change. To create a social disturbance.